92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. Another episode of Ask the Acupuncturist with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness with Dr. Tasha. She's in the studio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
We're going to talk about fertility. And we did a segment a few weeks back on fertility and, and how you're able to help people with that. And you want to share a success story, which
we love them. Yes. So we have several success stories. Yeah. We have numerous babies at this point, which is so exciting.
Yeah.
But I have a patient that's dear to my heart. She actually came to me for painful periods, and they were debilitating.
Ugh.
So this patient is, you know, mid-20s at this point or late 20s, and has had extreme periods since she was like 16.
That's awful.
Awful.
I've been there.
Yeah. And I mean, they were so debilitating that 3 days of every month were dedicated to home.
I believe it. And she said
the only way I could survive it was laying in the bathtub the entire day.
That's not normal. That's just so
it's
debilitating.
Ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
And it doesn't have to be that way.
No.
So my caveat here is if you're experiencing that or if you have a teenage daughter that's experiencing that, it is not normal. It is not okay. Birth control is not the only answer or the best answer, in my opinion. Come and see us and we can fix that.
You know, I think about laying on the floor with a heating pad and my mom not knowing what to do with me. And the fact that that was not normal.
Yeah.
To be in that much pain.
It's
and then when I had my twins, you know, I was pretty open. Times are different, you know. So I was very open with them about a lot of things and we would talk and whatnot. And I always made sure that they weren't in that severe kind of pain. But sometimes, you know, with that severe kind of pain, there's endometriosis and then that can lead to fertility issues, you know.
Right. Or the answer there is hysterectomy.
No.
I mean, there's a time and a place, but...
No, I know.
But...
I've had one, I know.
It's rough. There are answers before that.
So what would you... How can you... Tell me about this woman and her fertility issues.
She didn't come to me for fertility, but if she hadn't, she would have had a problem getting pregnant because her cycle was so dysregulated and so severe.
Really?
Yeah. So she... we were able to fix 10 to 15 years worth of menstrual issues.
Wow.
Completely.
Mm-hmm.
She's outliving her life. She was working. She was able to go back to work those days. She's like, maybe I'd have a tiny bit of cramping, but my quality of life is so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And so is that anxiety that led up to every cycle.
Oh,
right?
I'm sure. She would dread that week. Yeah.
Yeah. So somebody I know was looking for fertility acupuncture. And this is the comment she made. She said, Dr. Tasha did wonders for me, one of my friends as well. 2 months of acupuncture did what years worth of doctor's appointments and medications couldn't.
You make me cry.
I know. It makes me feel so good when we're able to do that for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I want women especially to know there are answers outside of Western medicine when things aren't working for you.
Okay.
And she's a beautiful baby now.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and it was very easy to get pregnant. And I truly don't think it would have been that way had we not gotten things under control.
Wow.
So
what if somebody comes in and they're, you know, they've got their OBGYN over here and their general practitioner over here and they are having fertility issues and they're referred from that success story.
Mm-hmm.
They come in and they're saying, well, you know, my OBGYN is saying this, and you're going to sit down with them, you're going to talk with them, and then you're going to come up with a plan tailored for them.
Correct. So I even have people come to me who are doing IVF.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay. And there's
that's a whole nother story. And I'm happy to support that process.
Sure,
And what I do will increase the chances of success with that by quite a substantial amount.
And that's with acupuncture and other things that you're able to do?
Yeah, my integrative medicine, correct.
Got it. Okay.
So I am totally happy to work with someone if they are working with a Western doc.
Mm-hmm.
I think that hand in hand is sometimes the best option.
Right. I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's how they do it in China, where this medicine came from. I wish we did it more. So I'm happy to work with you at any point in your journey.
Mm-hmm.
The earlier you start, the better.
Right.
We can get things regulated in a very natural way. So I would highly suggest wherever you are in your fertility journey or your reproductive health or, you know, regulating your cycles, wherever you are, give us a call, 616-604-0219. We're happy to help. We're happy to get things going. And our goal for you is a healthy baby in your arms.
I love it. Oh, yeah. I have a question.
Yes.
The listener actually asked me, is acupuncture painful? I don't know if I've asked you that yet.
You know, I don't know if we've talked about that. What I tell people is generally no.
Okay.
So the needles are tiny. They're the size of a hair.
Okay.
You can fit 30 to 40 of my needles into one hypodermic needle that you would get a vaccine
with. Okay.
So I'm not going to promise you you'll never feel it because it is a needle, but it's generally very painless.
Okay, very good to hear. All right. Yeah. It's another episode of Ask Dr. Tasha, Ask the Acupuncturist, Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness. And we do this every Monday at 7:45, 92.1 WGHN.